And we're talking this morning with Paul Gotham of pickandsplitters.com, who has covered UB basketball for several years, including the last 2 years with Bobby Hurley as the head coach. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Jake.
All right, there was talk that Coach Hurley might be heading to places like DePaul. He was rumored to be interested in the job at St. John's, and now he's officially headed to Arizona State. From your perspective, how did this process all play out?
You know what? It's hard. I think Maya Angelou said it's hard to the cage bird sings. It's kind of hard to keep a guy like Bobby Hurley in a place like UB for very long. When you look at his pedigree, the fact that he won two national titles at Duke, and even before that, he won four state titles at St. Anthony's in New Jersey. The guy is accustomed to winning the last game of the season. And he's going to keep trying to go somewhere where he can accomplish that as a coach.
He most certainly have that opportunity at a bigger school like Arizona State with a greater athletic tradition. Looking at UB, though, of course, Coach Hurley came in, inherited a group of players, brought in a couple of players on his own. How much, though, did he transform, as a coach, transform that talent at UB?
Night and day. It's amazing what he did. For all of us, I know the question, if he had stayed, the question for me next year at the preseason meeting for the Big Four media was going to be, what do you have up your sleeve this year? Because nobody anticipated what he did with Justin Moss. Now, I say he, but he also talked about how it was really his staff that helped develop the player like Justin Moss and Xavier Ford into becoming just incredible contributors for this team in the past season where they weren't in the previous year.
You, of course, have made it to your business to cover all four of these Division I teams here in Western New York for your website, pickandsplinters.com. So you've spent a lot of time around the UB program. I know you were down in Columbus for their NCAA tournament game. Do you have a favorite interaction with Coach Hurley, something that you might take with you moving forward here, recalling his time, his very short but successful time at UB?
After they put the whipping stick to Kent State on national television, I was on ESPNU. That was during Super Bowl week, the Super Bowl week, and we all remember Marshawn Lynch kind of taking a high road with the media. Bobby started the press conference by saying, I'm only here so that I won't get fined. and after he was done, I just jived with him a little bit, and I asked him if he had any Skittles. I got a good chuckle out of him. So he's a good guy.
That's a nice story for sure. And then finally, kind of the big question now is moving forward, the future of UB basketball. You know, for many years, observers really thought that UB was the power in waiting to happen, a large university with a lot of resources, but it never really could seem to get over the top in the Mid-American Conference, and now they win the conference title, they go to the NCAAs, and their coach leaves. And the question is, was this success about the coach, or are there strong elements inside that athletic department and inside that basketball program that will allow this success to continue no matter who the coach is?
I think it's both. I think Bobby Hurley has shown it can be done. And he has shown that UB is a place where a young, ambitious coach can go and achieve success. And we've seen it in a number of other places around the country. VCU just lost Shaka Smart, but Shaka Smart ended up there because there was success at VCU before him. Anthony Grant was the coach at VCU before him, who took VCU to a victory over Duke by chance in the NCAA tournament. Shaka Smart lands there and has a successful run. I'm thinking UB is a prime place at this point for a good young coach to come and take this program to another level.
Paul Gotham of pickandsplinters.com, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.